Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, the 20th day of January, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I'll tell you about some of the guests and information we're going to be covering today here in just a moment. But last night I did a radio interview, went to bed at about midnight, and at 3:35 a.m. I woke up and couldn't go back to sleep. And I just sat there in the dark for hours thinking about this country, the planet, what we're up against. And I just had this overwhelming feeling, you know, in the quiet stillness of the night, that I'm not living up to the real potential of what I'm supposed to do. And that I'm not doing the job I should be doing in the incredible position I'm in. And one person was in my mind. And that was Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is the counterfeit of what I am. I'm a real person. And I'm a flawed individual like everyone else. And many times, I don't think I deserve the incredible platform I have. And I really rationalized to myself and lied to myself over the years and tried to play down my importance, though I have all this deep political and geopolitical and historical understanding. A lot of times we're blind. We have blind spots when it comes to ourselves. As much good as we've done, as many people as we've woken up, the world is far too dangerous and in too important a time, and I just pray to God. I pray to God to help me be strong. I pray to God to help me be focused and true and to really be able to articulate to people what I understand. You know, I don't tune into Glenn Beck more than once or twice a week because I'm so busy running my own radio show, doing radio interviews, making films, producing videos. To really keep track of what he's doing, I mainly spend most of my time reading legislation and what's happening around the world. But every time I tune in, it just blows me away how transparent he is and what a Benedict Arnold he is. And I tuned in yesterday for 5 minutes because I get ready at home and then I drive into work, get here about 30 minutes to an hour generally before the show starts. And so I'm driving in and I tune into different talk stations around the state just to get a feel for what's going on there. And yesterday he was talking about how we need new taxes. He was doing it in his last hour to pay off the banks and how that's conservative to have taxes raised instead of cutting government or instead of arresting the bankers. And then this morning I tuned in for 5 minutes. And he was saying that 9/11 truthers are going to infiltrate the White House and kill Barack Obama. I mean, what type of... I can't keep track of it all. I don't have the time to watch this guy. Every time I tune in, it's pure evil, mixed with a bunch of patriot talk. And he uses every term I use. He always covers the day after I cover it, what I'm covering, exactly in the same words, but then weaves his evil into it. And to watch all the work I've done being turned into evil, I'm asking God, how do we beat this? I mean, we're starting to beat Obama. I mean, I knew he was a counterfeit of grassroots from the left, and we exposed him first and got a lot of heat for it. And now Beck, I mean, this guy's setting us up. And I don't want to talk about Beck, but I have to.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, 20th day of January, 2010. Scott Brown has trounced his Democratic opponent, taking Ted Kennedy's seat in the U.S. Senate. This does mark a massive realignment towards what many are calling the New Liberty Platform. Paul Watson has a key article going up in the next hour at PrisonPlanet.com on this subject. The problem is I've actually pulled his voting record in 2006 in the State House. He was one of the instrumental Republicans helping to pass the Massachusetts model of government-run health care that actually penalizes you if you don't have it, that Obama designed his off of. So that's my issue here, is that if this was a Deborah Medina type, a Ron Paul type, then I would be very excited about it. The problem is we see this. Everybody gets mad at Bush, big government corruption, they put Obama in. People get mad at Obama, they start putting Republicans in. And then the betrayal just goes on and on and on. It's very elementary. It's very simple. We're going to break that down today. In fact, we're going to break it down in this hour. Also, new developments on the Austin Gun Show being shut down. And so I'm just pausing because playing in my ear is thunderstorms. And I'm sitting here on air, and there's thunderstorms going off in my ear. So I was asking the guys if they could hear that. It's gone now. Did you guys hear that? That's really strange. Come listen to this for yourself. Here, take my earpiece. Listen to this. Because it's back. What a crazy radio show. Listen to that. Poor guy's got to, you don't have to stick that in your ear, but you can hold it up and listen to it. Yeah, you hear that thunderstorm? You do hear that. Okay, I'm not going crazy. So something's piping thunderstorm into my ear, but you guys don't hear it in there. You only hear it off my system. Oh, I tell you what, man. So, you do hear it out there now? Interesting. Well, as long as it's not going over air, I can do the show with thunderstorm going off. It's kind of relaxing. It's like a thunderstorm that's about 10 miles away, and you hear the rain falling, and you hear the thunder off in the distance. Kind of like a thunderstorm coming into the beach. But we're going to be going over that today. And we're going to be breaking down the latest on what's happening in Haiti. Also, the setup for web censorship now being openly announced and developed here in the United States. Also, there's a big international investigation being founded and being formed over in the European Union. And we're going to be breaking it all down here on the radio broadcast today. I talked about in the first segment the fact that we know that the Republican Party is positioning themselves. It's a talking point. Rick Perry's doing it. They're all doing it as these patriots that want to secede and defeat the New World Order, but then every one of them has a New World Order pedigree, and they say one thing and then do another. And so that's the big issue. We are winning the fight for the hearts and minds of the people. The people are waking up, so that's an incredibly positive thing that is going on. But the other issue is, what do we do, though, because the establishment is taking on our political coloration, but is absolutely guaranteed to betray us? And so where does this go in the political process? And, I mean, this is the big issue. We have the people's attention. The people are in the process of really getting educated and waking up. But the system is coming in with their full bag of tricks. We're going to figure out what's going on technically, and then we'll be right back. But this song is for you out there fighting for liberty and freedom.
Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word revolution. There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast. And they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By at sea, we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
Study the facts, when you really care and you don't just want to climb the ladder and serve the powers that be in the New World Order and you have a conscience, it is very painful to watch people being conned, to watch people being manipulated, to watch people falling for the same tricks over and over and over again, and to hear people saying that sales taxes, value-added taxes, excise taxes to pay off money to banks we don't owe is conservative. To watch somebody get up and say we need to pass the banker bailout in October of 2008 and now say they were against the bailout. To say that Ron Paul's a kook and his supporters need to have the army sicked on him. To hear them today, Glenn Beck, say that. And again, I tuned in for 5 minutes. I can't imagine what's going on this on his show. He said, I really worry for Barack Obama if he changes his communist ways. I'm really worried that if he moves to the middle, that 9/11 truthers that he has in his White House, Secret Service better protect him, because he basically says the 9/11 truthers are going to kill him. That's like saying Marvin the Martian is going to land from Pluto and start eating children's brains. It's just total yellow journalism fraud. By the way, 9/11 Truth is busy confronting Al Gore on the front lines everywhere, exposing man-made global warming as a fraud. The real core of 9/11 Truth, we are changing others. We're just people who aren't politically affiliated, and if there's evidence of the government being involved in something, like 6 of the 10 9/11 commissioners say that 9/11 is a fraud and a cover-up, and if we have all this evidence of previous government-sponsored terror and lies about WMDs, and then this guy gets up and starts the 9/12 movement to bring us back to the day after 9/11. You mean the day we got the Patriot Act? The day we started torturing people? The day we launched fraudulent wars based on lies? I mean, that's his revolution? I mean, Obama's continuing all those wars based on those lies. There's no difference. It's just different rhetoric. And this guy says raise taxes and 9/11 truthers want to kill Obama. I mean, that's what he said. And it's like Benedict Arnold throughout the Revolutionary War posing as a patriot, and it came out he was a British agent all along. At least Arnold hid it. Beck doesn't even hide it. He's dangerous, folks.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 20th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,129.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,160.15, $580.07 for a half ounce, or $290.04 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,160.15, $580.07, or $290.04.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, in the last hour today, I'm going to really spend some time on Glenn Beck. And I can have the guys just call up countless clips of him from TV and radio. We're going to get the clip from today where he basically said 9/11 truthers are going to sneak into the White House and kill President Obama. I mean, they are really setting us up for a false flag attack. They recognize Cass Sunstein at the White House, Obama's regulations arm, says the number one enemy is 9/11 truth. And then notice Glenn Beck says that. See, notice Obama expands all these wars and continues the Patriot Act and torture. But then Beck comes out and poses like a patriot and says, yeah, we're going to defeat the communist revolution of Obama when he's financed by Wall Street. He's not a communist. No, he takes your wealth through a communist system and gives it to the banks. Yeah, we're going to have the 9/12 movement. We're going to launch more wars. We're going to fight the Muslims. Well, I mean, then you should love Obama. See, they miscast Obama as somebody he really isn't. He's a corporate shill. He's a fake revolutionary to lead the left back into the arms of the New World Order. And it's the same thing with Glenn Beck, who talks to his audience like they're five-year-olds. It's his job to keep people on the reservation. I mean, you're seeing how important the Tea Party movement is that they've taken over. You're seeing that they just created one of the most amazing sea change events in modern political history in Massachusetts. But it's a fraud. Everybody's euphorically celebrating, running around happy. And if we take the initiative on this and continue to educate people, and if folks don't start going to sleep, something good may come out of this. But I've had my problems with Rush Limbaugh being a rhino, and I've had my problems with Savage with talk of restricting free speech until his speech gets restricted. But these guys are nothing compared to Glenn Beck. I mean, Glenn Beck is consciously an operative of the New World Order. He revels in deception. I mean, I listened to it, and it is levels of twisted deceit that are, it's just devilish. It's devilish. And I know it leads to rack and ruin. Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, we've talked so much about and played clips of, he agrees 9/11 truth is deadly dangerous to the government. They had congressional studies, as you know, in 2007, equating it with terrorism. You've had Glenn Beck with the talking points and Bill O'Reilly and everybody else the last 3 years equating 9/11 truth with violence. You've had MSNBC, Joe Scarborough saying arrest him, send him to a camp, taser him, torture him. Remember all of that? And then Glenn Beck starts talking about the Constitution and the Founding Fathers and shattering the left-right paradigm. And then he reinforces the left-right paradigm in the next breath. And people email me and say, hey, man, don't be down on Beck. He's our savior. You know, he's the guy now leading the Tea Party movement out of anybody out there. Not Sarah Palin, not Ron Paul, not anybody. It's Glenn Beck. And they're creating a cult of personality around him. And he plays his role well. He acts like a clown and a fool. Calls himself a circus clown or a rodeo clown for the cover of Time Magazine and Newsweek. Does the fake crying on camera. Says it's all fake so that liberals hear that and don't become populist against the New World Order because they think Beck is behind it and they go running back into the arms of Obama. He's meant to look so bad to the left that they go ahead and go along with Obama and his agenda because the alternative is Glenn Beck and pill-popping Rush Limbaugh. And Obama is meant to look so bad to conservatives that they go ahead and go along with Fox News and Glenn Beck and watered-down versions of what Obama is going to do. When none of it is acceptable, and I don't like being managed by a bunch of corporate spin doctors and psych warfare chiefs. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of seeing my people conned and bamboozled. And I'm tired of seeing all the work I've done and you've done co-opted, and I don't know how to beat it. I know in the long run we're going to beat it because people are going to find out, like you found out with Obama and Bush and everything else, this is a scam. All right, I'm going to get into all the other news when we come back. Another big government hoax that's crashing and burning in flames.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill. Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Yeah.
breaking huge news that we then ferret out and confirm, and it's always some new horrible violation of rights and freedoms going on covertly and illegally by the federal government at the local level. But nevertheless, we are going to your phone calls. I mean, I'm not here on this radio show trying to find evidence of government corruption. There's so much of it, I'm exhausted mentally, psychologically, spiritually. I don't even want to learn more. I don't even want to know more. I'm like the general public. I'm so deep down this rat hole, this Alice in Wonderland system, that I can't believe it. I can't believe the bold corruption. Now they're saying a new banker bailout, trillions more robbing everything. I mean, And then I see fake revolutions that are controlled by the government. I mean, this thing in Massachusetts is wonderful on the surface. I mean, you've got a Democrat-controlled seat that's never been Republican, and it looks like the Republican's going to win, taking Ted Kennedy's seat, and that shows that the ultra-liberal, brainwashed collectivist in Massachusetts have finally had enough and know that Obama completely betrayed them. And so they're hoping Republicans won't betray them. But the Democrats don't care. They say, we don't care if it destroys our party. We're going to pass government takeover of health care. Because they're bought and paid for by big banks, and they're going to get multi-million dollar jobs in the private sector as part of their payoffs, and they don't care. They're bank robbers. They don't care if you don't like them. And the Republicans are going to betray you as they take over the House and Senate in the next 2 to 3 years, probably this year. And you watch, just like when the Democrats got in 2006 and the wars expanded. Obama gets in. So we've got to ask ourselves, how do we fix this when both parties, whatever party's out of power, poses as if they're patriots? The Republican Party sounds like Alex Jones. I mean, Dick Armey's talking about world government, world socialism, new world order. Glenn Beck is. But what is Glenn Beck's solution? An excise tax and a sales tax? I drove into work this morning and tuned in to him. I tuned in for 5 minutes, spot checking different shows. And he was saying we've got to have new taxes. He had Kramer on from CNBC. Oh, we need new taxes. Oh, it's so conservative to pay off this debt. It's an illegal debt to foreign banks. We don't need to pay it. When they've got the supposed patriots pushing for new taxes, ladies and gentlemen, do you need me to explain to you that that's why he's Benedict Arnold? I love Napolitano. I'm not going after Beck because he's got the number one TV show on cable news. I would love it if he was a real deal. He's not. He's got a little bit of Napolitano they spice up here and there because he's for real, and then they can get the whole libertarian Ron Paul audience with it. And we need to put pressure on Beck to knock it off. He's got all these conservative zombies out there now chanting, we need tax raise, we need new taxes. No, 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 no! That is not conservative! Every time I tune into the TV show or the radio show, he's calling for taxes. He must be doing this every 5 minutes. I literally watch YouTube clips of him 2 or 3 times a week of select things he does. And a lot of times we have multiple TVs on, so people can just monitor. We have 2 TVs in the studio, TV in the coffee room, TVs back in the hallways, on different C-SPAN, different news channels. And I'll be in there getting coffee at 10 o'clock at night or something, and they'll be re-airing back, or it'll be 5 o'clock and I'm up here and they got him on. And I'll be sitting there, and it's just every time I see the deception, I see the sucker punch, I see the Benedict Arnold. I mean, and I don't want to be enemies with Beck. It's not good for my radio show. It's not good for the success of what I do, but it is good for the country, and so I'm going to ram him. I'm going to ram him politically, just like you think it was popular to come out day one when they staged 9/11 and document how it was an inside job, lost more than half my stations. You think it was good to attack Obama when he had an 85, 86, 87, depending on the poll approval rating? I rammed him. I rammed him the day he got elected as a traitor. I rammed him as soon as he got in office. You think it was popular to come out day one with the Obama deception and say he was a complete liar and betrayer? Now, 6-8 months later, I'm looking good, aren't I? Because I told the truth. I was right again. And I told you Obama's bad, and I told you George Bush was bad, and I'm telling you, Glenn Beck is bona fide evil. All right, I'm going to shut up. Just a word to the wise is sufficient. He called for the banker bailout. And every time I mention that, I get emails saying I'm a liar. Oh, really? Just go to YouTube and type in Glenn Beck supports bailout, or go to the video clip, Glenn Beck, neocon, not libertarian. It has the clips of him calling Ron Paul a kook, a nut, saying arrest Ron Paul supporters. They've got new clips of him a few months ago doing it. He is a double-talking piece of trash. Look, I hate Chris Matthews. I can't stand him. He makes me sick. He is an absolute piece of trash, a race-baiting person injecting racial division. You know, if you think Obama's a socialist, that's code word for the N-word. You know, really evil stuff. But at least he's evil and out in the open as an American-hating piece of trash. All right, I said I was going to cover Haiti and get to other news and take your calls. It's just, I can't stand phoniness. And I can't stand watching people getting conned. I cannot abide it. Hey, you want to get betrayed, though? Go ahead. Just like you moron Democrats. You are so stupid. Of course Obama was a shill. Of course he was a con man. Of course he betrayed everything he said he'd do. Look at his donors. Look at who he appointed. A year out during the election, he was saying he'd end the war immediately, end wiretapping, end secret arrest, end torture, end all the wars, not hire any lobbyists. And I said on air, I said, if this guy's for real, they will assassinate him. And there were stories about the Secret Service not protecting him in Dallas. And I said, man, this looks bad. But I said, because he's got Rahm Emanuel behind him, because who's the guy that stopped the Democrats from ending the war in 2006, honchoed that, because he's got Axelrod, because of the people around him, because of the fact he's gotten 3 to 5 times, depending on the donor, on average is 4 times, the Wall Street money McCain's got, I said, 98% chance this is a scam. And then we knew it was a scam 4 months before he got elected in November of 2008, because he immediately said, I never said we were going to get out of Iraq immediately. 16 months. By the time he got elected, it was 20 months. Well, I never said to get rid of the Patriot Act. Well, I never said I wouldn't hire lobbyists. Well, I never said I wouldn't have signing statements. Well, I said, that's it. I've been recording everything he's been doing. They're building him up as this messianic leader. He does have all these admitted authoritarians in his administration. We declare war on Obama in the info war, and I began making the Obama deception on election night. I'd already quietly told my team 3 months before, he's going to be the president, he's going to betray, we're going to make a film called The Obama Deception on him. And we went into gear, and the media said, how did Alex Jones, only a month and a half after he got in office, already have a film out saying, you know, and that was the line on the George Soros news websites was, Mr. Jones does a hate piece before Obama's even had time to do anything, making up all these lies. You watch that film, it is evergreen. People watch it, and they go, how did this guy make this? When Obama had just been elected, how did he know all this would happen? Because I can read all the white papers of every one of his czars. I know what they think. I stay up till 3-4 in the morning reading what they say. And then I get up here and I've got so much knowledge and information, I can't even dump it all on you. There's too much of it. And guaranteed the Republicans are going to get in and betray you and stage terror attacks and launch new wars. And you know what? I'm not saying vote for the Democrats either. I'm saying, what do we do? This is a scam. It's like I'm at a Don King boxing match, and people are saying, who are you going to bet on, Alex? Who are you going to bet on? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know who Don King has rigged this for. He owns both the fighters. They're like, but don't you like the boxing match, Alex? Don't you think this guy's got, you know, better punching power and more stamina? It doesn't matter. It's rigged. Don't you people get it? I don't know what we do. But I can't just play along with this phony, baloney narrative. You know, I do know what we do, but it's a wide range of things. We get libertarians and Republicans elected who have the bona fides, who have the facts, who have the pedigree, like Ron Paul, like Deborah Medina, people like that. You run for office, for whether it's dog catcher or the school board or mayor or whatever it is, or the water district. Believe me, there's corruption going on everywhere. One good person in one of those bodies can sabotage the corruption. You just get up and start fighting. Doesn't mean you got all the answers. Doesn't mean you land every punch. But, I mean, just get it going, folks. I'm sure a lot of you have been in a fist fight with some bully. I mean, you don't sit there and calculate it all. You stomp somebody. Just start stomping. Open up a can of resistance. It's like cleaning your garage out. You know, you hadn't cleaned it in 3-4 years. It's full of crud, just jam-packed full of spider webs and garbage and Christmas ornaments and everything else and old clothes. And if you sit there and eat around the edges of it and fiddle-prattle with it, you'll never get it done. You just got to get going. Does it mean you're going to get it all done right? Does it mean you're going to get it all done that day? No. But you just start getting aggressive and taking action. That's what you do. And you get your states, which are on the verge of revolting under the Constitution. It's already happening. You get them to say no to the feds. You discredit the government. You discredit both parties. You expose. I mean, at CPAC every year, they have Newt Gingrich speak. Newt Gingrich is for gun control. Newt Gingrich is for man-made global warming carbon taxes. Newt Gingrich openly calls for world government in multiple books he's written. I mean, why do you support the Republican Party and CPAC when they have people like him speaking at them? Why does Rush Limbaugh say how great Newt Gingrich is? We're going to go to break. And I'm going to come back and get into Haiti and then some other news. And I'm going to go to your calls the full next hour. And then the horrible attacks on the Second Amendment. Big new developments there. They just went ahead and just said, look, we're just banning the gun show, period. No law, no regulation. They just banned it after the show yesterday. They just said, you know what? You're not going to rally the people and stop us, Alex. We're just banning it. No more gun shows in Austin. If you don't like it, we'll SWAT team. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we rarely have technical difficulties actually in the studio. And my Neumann German $2,000 microphone, we discovered, was the issue. But luckily, it was a lot louder in my ear and in the studio than what went out over air. So you never really have that happen, have a microphone break on you when you're live on air. But the team tracked down the problem and tracked down the chain and found out that it was the microphone. So here I am live, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got the rest of the important radio broadcast lined up. I tell you, Murphy's Law that this would happen on such an important day when we see a massive political realignment in this country with the election of Brown in Massachusetts. And I'm going to be breaking that down in full detail. I wanted to open the phones up in the first hour. We have a guest coming up in the next hour to talk about what's happening in England and in Europe. As it's discovered that basically almost every new member of parliament, their economist in the EU, are open Marxist-Leninist, Stalinist, Maoist. What's going on? I mean, is this a communist invasion? No. The big banks always put communists in. They always fund them, finance them, because big banks are thieves. They are pirates. And they sell communism as a way to make the people dependent and to get the people in debt. And you have offshore banks and corporations that then loot the war chest. And that's what's going on right now. And so we've got Godfrey Bloom coming up later in the next hour today. Member of the European Union Parliament. And we'll also get his take on the European Union Health Board investigating swine flu as an orchestrated hoax and fraud. Another government hoax implodes. And that's the good news. In the past, most government hoaxes succeeded. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, they fooled us literally thousands of times. Now it isn't working anymore, and that's the exciting big news here. And so if we do really hold Republicans' feet to the fire, and if we do get real conservatives and libertarians elected to replace the Democrats, that would be a good thing. The problem is I've been reading Brown's voting record, and it doesn't look good. So we'll be going over all of that as well. We've got some big health issues I want to break down, like Europe and Russia banning poultry soaked in bleach.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
I think my audio video engineers figured out why my microphone started having problems. I did a really hard knock and talk, talking about police all over the country under federal grants. Just come to your door and bang, bang, bang. They say, hey, we want to come in and look at your guns. And I did it pretty hard on the microphone, probably broke it. Oh, man, I tell you what. Think about how un-American, how authoritarian, right out of Russia that is, and how the military is all over the news on record admitting they're doing gun confiscation drills. And then they say, well, you know, some people commit crimes with guns, so we've got to do this. It's like the APD gave a press conference yesterday about shutting down the North Austin gun show. They've been there for close to 20 years. And they said, well, sometimes neighbors got scared by seeing people in the parking lot with guns. And, you know, in the last couple of years, we did a few stings of people selling guns to other people. It's not illegal, but they're calling it a sting. See, after they got media heat, they put out a press release about a sting. The good news is, that I have since gone to the Austin American Statesman, KVUE, and read their comments, and they're running about 8 out of 10 absolutely are saying this is color of law, this is fraud. The police basically ordered HEB to do this. The leaseholders under threat, which did happen. We have the eyewitness who was there, the gun show operator. And then now HEB has just completely terminated their lease and no more gun show. And a few people, obviously city bureaucrats and others, are in the articles going, big deal, it's free market, let the leaseholder do this. So I guess if the police come to your business and go to your leaseholder and say, your tenant's not breaking any laws, and you knew they were going to be doing this in the space, but you can't allow this anymore, and then you get thrown out on your butt, I guess that's okay. You know, because that's what Hitler and Stalin and Mao did. I guess that's okay. And I guess it's okay, the Supreme Court's ruled they can take your property without just compensation. And I guess it's okay that the banks have stolen $28 trillion, not $700 billion. And I guess it's okay that the very people that gave the banks the bailout money gave themselves giant bonuses, in the case of Paulson, over $200 million to himself. I guess that's okay, too. And I guess all the corruption is okay. No, this country is going down the tubes. This country and the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And the denial needs to end out there. I mean, why were these gun shows legal previously? They're still legal. The police just march around and end them. What you're doing is wrong. And they go, oh, well, illegal aliens might have bought some. That's who they use in the stings. You know, they walk up to some old man who's got a table and got two or three guns he's getting rid of for money. And the illegal alien says, I want to buy this, and it's totally legal for you to sell it to him. If you had knowledge that they were illegal, it'd be illegal, but you have no knowledge. It's your right to sell something to somebody. And they bust you. They send you to prison. They make a big deal out of it on the news. And that's just like they raid people every day in the news because the neighbor sees you in your garage cleaning guns. Or because the neighbor sees you getting your deer rifle out, parked on the side of the road, and putting it in your buddy's car because you're meeting them and you're parking your car at work. I see that every week where somebody pulls in, parks at work, pulls out a deer rifle, sticks it in Bubba's car. They're riding out to the deer lease. SWAT teams hit them hard. And the cops get up and have press conferences about how they stopped something dangerous and thank to the public for calling us. I mean, how about the public? I'm not saying do this, but how would the police like it if people started calling in police reports? Yeah, I see a guy. He's in a car. He's parked in front of this donut place. He's got a gun. Yeah, he's got a gun. Well, what's he doing? Well, he's just sitting in his car on the phone, but I saw him get in. He's got a gun. And watch police pull in with a SWAT team on another cop. I mean, that's how this works in America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.